You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie, the third novella in the Castle Charming series. Check out Glass Slipper Scandal and Dance Princes Dance right here on the podcast. You can also buy those stories as ebooks or download all of them as part of the story bundle you receive when you become a financial supporter of my Patreon. For now, Let Sleeping Princes Lie, Part 6, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Kai picked himself up, dusted himself off, and stared around his surroundings. "So," he muttered, "this is where spinning wheels come to die." It was a long, formal room. Somewhere in the castle? That made sense, though it was clearly a space that hadn't been used in years. Dusty, spider-webbed portraits glared at him from the walls, and a long banquet table, not far off the regulation size of a rookery pitch, stretched out into the distance. There were spinning wheels everywhere. They piled up and over the table, on the chairs, underneath, and they were heaped up on the carpet as well. Teetering towers of abandoned spinning wheels blocked off the windows, allowing only a little stained glass light to sneak into the dark, dusty room. Kai couldn't remember how he'd got here, which was the first thing to worry about. The other was that he could not see a door. There was ink here. He could feel it nearby, the magic rising in him to meet it. His tattoo, still the only magical tattoo he'd managed to cast upon himself to date, despite Camilla's patient teaching, felt warm on the skin of his upper arm. It wasn't just ink and magic he could feel here in this weird room. It was familiar ink and magic. Kai set off, marching to the far end of the long, thin room, and it was as if it narrowed and lengthened with every stride, so he could never quite reach the other end of the table. He tried running, but that was too difficult with all the spinning wheels to climb over or dodge around. He yelled, but heard nothing but echoes. "Be calm. You're stuck in some walled-up part of Castle Charming, but it's not the end of the world. Someone will find you. Dennis will find you. Sure, he might arrest you for trespassing, like the snoopy newspaper reporter you are, but right now an arrest sounds awesome." Kai walked slower now. He wasn't any closer to the far end of the long room, though he was certainly a good distance from where he'd started, wasn't he? He looked back only once, and his vision tunnelled sharply. Something was wrong. Had he been drugged or bespelled? This was clearly some kind of trap. Perhaps it was not a room at all. Kai's tattoo was hot now, like he was running a fever. He paused to run his fingers under his sleeve, prodding it for pain. There was none, only a heat that reacted to his fingertips sparking against him. The sharp lines of the tattoo were visible through his white shirt. He could see the stonework of Camilla's tower and the jagged shape of the turrets as if they were drawn thicker than before. Ink. That was what he needed. He followed the tug of his tattoo and it drew him towards one of the arched windows, pushing aside several antique spinning wheels and raising a cloud of dust. There was light here, through patterns of blue and gold glass, and an inkwell sitting right there on the ledge, on top of a bound journal, with a battered, well-used nib pen. This. He could do this. Camilla had taught him a spell to write for help. It was a simple process. Even he couldn't mess it up. He opened the journal to look for a blank page, and instead saw a page of beautiful handwriting that felt strangely familiar. "Day one. I'm trapped here. If you're reading this, you're trapped too." Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR. Sorry, too many R's there. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. I'm putting a very exciting holiday package together for my $5 supporters in December, so keep that in mind. Don't forget to pre-order my upcoming superhero novella, Girl Reporter, which will be published by the Book Smugglers on December 19th. See you next week!